Joining me live over the phone is Greg Hardy, a regional account executive for Air Methods, and he's joining us today live over the phone. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Hey, fantastic. Thanks so much for your time today. You know, we've been hearing these commercials and seeing the advertisement for Air Methods, and you guys have been promoting some different things on, well, no membership fees and that kind of thing. And we wanted to bring you on to learn more about Air Methods, who you guys are, what you do, and why we should be interested in it. So, Greg, if you could just tell us, who is Air Methods?
All right. Well, Air Methods is an air medical transport company, currently located in 48 states. And here locally, we're known as Air Idaho Rescue, Air Methods being our parent company. We operate four bases, four helicopter bases and one fixed-wing airplane base in Idaho Falls. So basically, we handle all air medical in the area that patients that need to be transported from either a scene call, you know, an automobile accident or otherwise, or from a hospital in a facility to another hospital.
Excellent. And it's one of those things where people don't want to need your services, but when they do need them, they're absolutely grateful that they're available.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We just want to know, you know, let people know that we're here when you need us. That's the most important thing.
Well, Greg, as of course we talk about transport, air transport, and those types of things. Of course, the cost is one of those that always comes up, and that's what you guys have been talking about—a way to keep the costs down by joining your group. Give us those details.
All right, I appreciate that. Yeah, so anytime somebody is flown, I mean, there's always a cost involved, and that's always a major concern for anybody. And so, back in the past, we used to sell memberships. That was a way to help the patient keep the out-of-pocket expenses down or not even relevant. However, you'd be paying upwards of $75 a year just to keep that membership. And a lot of people believe that that was an insurance that was there for them. Unfortunately, you still had to work through your deductible and your co-payment and through your insurance to make sure that they were following through on their end. So the nightmare of working with insurance was still there. Until recently, when we decided there had to be a better way of helping our patients on the back half, not just treating and transporting the patient, but also helping them once they're home, and not just letting them work through a billing situation that they don't understand. And so we actually took all our billers and we've made them in patient advocates, meaning that they're there to help the patient, to answer questions, to help them through the insurance, to navigate it. Ultimately, those patient advocates, you get the same one every single time you call in. They work for you. They check your account every 5 to 6 days, making sure that, you know, the account is seeing some progress. And then they also update the patient on where we stand. To kind of give an example, we transported a patient that had a stroke, not anywhere local, but ultimately she was transported. And at the end of the day, she ended up with a $38,000 bill. She called us in a panic, worried that she was going to get stuck with the whole bill because her insurance only agreed to pay $6,000 or $7,000 of that bill. So our patient advocates were able to help her. They walked her through the process with her insurance, and they appealed it. And at the end of the day, the insurance came back and said, "You're right, we'll pay the whole bill." And she saw zero out of pocket for that flight.
Wow.
That's what our patient advocacy program is geared towards, helping everybody. We feel that everybody needs to be helped. It doesn't matter if you have a membership or you don't. And that's why everybody goes through this new patient advocacy program. To kind of give you an example, what it's done for Wyoming is that every patient we transported from Wyoming in 2018 on average saw about $300 out of pocket. So instead of paying $75 year after year after year, they were only seeing on average $300 out of pocket thanks to our patient advocacy.
And so, Greg, this is available to anybody, whether they're a member or not, is what it sounds like then.
Correct. This is everybody goes through patient advocacy. It doesn't matter where you're from, who you are. If, you know, you make a lot of money, you don't make any money. Everybody goes through patient advocacy, and we help them in any way we can.
Talking again this morning with Greg Hardy from Air Methods this morning. So, Greg, beyond that, is there other benefits to maybe becoming a member of Air Methods?
Well, I mean, ultimately right now we do not sell any memberships because we want to be able to help everybody and anybody. We don't feel like having a membership should dictate who you call and who comes in and saves you and takes you to a facility, especially when time of is of the essence. We kind of preach the closest, most appropriate helicopter is what you're going to want. And so there's a lot of different air agencies in the area, and we all play nice, but ultimately at the end of the day, you want the closest one that can help you get you where you need to go. So no more memberships. They're just not needed.
Excellent. Well, Greg Hardy again with us with Air Idaho, serving Western Wyoming, Air Methods parent company. Greg, anything we missed that you wanted to touch on for us this morning?
No, ultimately just that we're here for the patients. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to reach out. We're more than happy to answer any questions that we can. And that our crews are here local, and they love where they work, and we're here for you.
That's again Greg Hardy, Regional Account Executive with Air Methods this morning, live on Swift 98 and the SVI Radio Network.